All right, guys, welcome back to the 1441 Firearms and Training Podcast. I am Instructor JT, I'm your host, and today, guys, we are going to talk about should teachers be allowed to use and carry a gun in the school and the classroom, guys. So let's go ahead and get into it. Welcome back to the 1441 Firearms and Training Podcast, guys. I'm glad you are back. I'm glad to be back. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. So, guys, first things first, this podcast is sponsored by WeThePeopleHolsters.com. Guys, WeThePeopleHolsters.com makes great custom Kydex holsters to fit any and every single gun out there on the market that you can conceal. They have open carry holsters. They have conceal carry holsters, you name it, guys, they got it. They even have apparel. They have some Let's Go Brandon merchandise as well, guys. Go ahead and go on to WeThePeopleHolsters.com and use promo code InstructorJT to be able to get 15% off. So, everybody, today, like I said, we're going to be talking about should teachers be able to carry in the classroom. I'm a firearms instructor. Y'all know that. I have spoken with a few teachers, my wife included. My wife is a teacher. I've spoke with a few of the teachers that I know, and all of them have said somewhat of the same thing. Some of them said no. Some of them said yes. However, the main thing that we had to deal with here when talking about this was, should there be any type of training other than a concealed weapons permit, and should the teachers be able to get a bonus or a stipend for being able to carry in the gun or the gun in the classroom with them? Personally, I think the teachers should be able to carry into the classroom. Obviously, I think they need to have a concealed weapons permit, so they get, you know, qualified by the state, obviously. I think they need to have some extra training as well, guys. I think they should have, you know, an advanced pistol course, because truly the concealed weapons permit course doesn't really show you too terribly much. I've taken upon myself and my classes to add a lot to it as far as the gun portion goes. I do go very basic with it. Like I said, it just depends on really what you want to do as far as your class goes. I took a lot of the NRA basic pistol course and put into my CWP class, because I do get a lot of people who are very, very, very much so beginners into the class. But anyway, going back, talk about teachers. I think, once again, they should have the CWP. I think they should have an advanced class that they take. And I truly think they should be required to go over and take some training every month. That way, one, you know, they know how to shoot, and two, they, you know, actually have a little bit more of an understanding about the gun. Now, before I get into what some of the teachers actually told me and how some of the states are going to go, we're going to talk about a sponsor. So, everybody, one of our sponsors today is U.S. Law Shield. Guys, U.S. Law Shield offers a great comprehensive program. They are not at all an insurance company like a lot of the others are. U.S. Law Shield, guys, basically, if you ever get into any type of altercation, U.S. Law Shield will pay for your legal fees, and all you have to do is pay $11 a month or $131 a year. They cover you if you, let's just say South Carolina, if you sign up for South Carolina, they will cover you only in South Carolina. However, they do offer you multi-state protection for just $2.95 a month or $24 a year. They also let you cover your minor child. If you have any children under the age of 17, they will then cover you 100% for your minor children. If they get into any fights at school, they have to defend themselves, anything, for just $2 a month or, once again, $24 a year. They do have Hunter Shield, which allows the hunters for $3 a month to be able to protect themselves whenever they're out in the hunting. Guys, U.S. Law Shield, you can add it on. It starts at $10.95 a month, or you can add on anything you want. And the more you add on, the more you get, obviously. But, guys, you can go ahead and do with anything you want. You have a lawyer at your side at any point in time that you need it. So if you want US Law Shield, guys, go to uslawshield.com and use promo code TIMMSSC for 2 free months. If you use that, guys, I'm going to pay you 2 free months. All right. So go ahead, check out uslawshield.com and use promo code TIMMSSC. That is TIMMSSC. Guys, a few of the things that the teachers have told me that they actually want to do if they carry in a classroom, because I have had teachers that told me they do want to be able to carry in a classroom. A lot of times, what they tell me though is they want to be able to carry in case somebody comes in, obviously, or if someone comes in and has a gun that, let's just say works there, or honestly, even a student, because you never know what goes on nowadays, especially in some of these high schools. Just the other day here in Greenville, South Carolina, we actually had a kid that brought a gun to school at one of the local high schools, and he ended up sticking it in somebody else's book bag. Now, the kid who got it in his book bag, he didn't realize that, so he was not charged. Luckily for that kid, some people saw him put some people saw that book that gun get put in his book bag. But anyway, a lot of times these teachers told me that they think that they should go through a psych eval every, some people told me every month, some people told me every 2 weeks, and honestly, some even told me every week they think they should have to go through a psych eval. Personally, I don't think it should be every week. I do think they should have to go through a psych eval probably every month, for that reason, because man, teaching's hard, guys. A lot of people don't understand that. Teaching is hard. It's not just babysitting. Teaching is very hard whenever you have to keep up with all these kids and make sure that you're teaching them the right way. Because some kids don't learn certain ways. Some kids learn hands-on. Some kids learn by being able to see it on a board. Like I said, it's just how those kids learn and everything you have to deal with. I do think they should have to have a psych eval. I do think they should get paid for it. If you're going to carry inside the school, I do think that you should be compensated for that because you are taking these people's safety in your hands. Having said all that, I think that there should be one teacher on every hall that has a gun on them. I even asked a former resource officer thought about it. And the resource officer even said that being the only one in the school with a gun is sometimes nice to think about it because you don't have to worry about anybody else. As far as having one, but it's also difficult because what if the resource officer gets taken out? So, having said all that, guys, it is a little bit more nerve-wracking whenever you have to do it. So, yes, I do think that they should have to go through a once-a-month psych eval. I do think they should get paid for it, and even some of the other teachers think they should have to go through a weekly psych eval. I don't personally agree with that. I think that's a little bit excessive, but it is what it is. If you have to do it, you have to do it. Some other states have actually already started thinking about doing all this. Florida, I believe, is already doing. I believe they're offering $5,000 extra per year for teachers if they want to carry a gun in the school after what happened in Parkland. I believe Ron DeSantis came out saying that he will offer $5,000 extra. I do believe it should be around that number. I actually think it should be higher. I think teachers should make more money, personally. I think teachers should make starting out around 50, but for whatever reason, they start out around 35. Like I said, guys, I think that teachers should be able to carry a gun in school, and I think they should have a $10,000 pay raise just to be able to do it. I think you'd have more people interested in it, for one, and I think they would be more willing to go to these psych evals and all these other things that they would have to do per month to be able to carry that gun in school and get that paycheck. But otherwise, guys, there's a lot of things that go on with it. Ohio is actually starting to think about doing it. I think when Ohio starts thinking about giving teachers guns, I think we should all probably take note and do it ourselves as well. But either way, guys, we're gonna get a little bit more into it. I'm gonna tell you some more things teachers and other people have told me. But first, we're gonna get into another sponsor. So, guys, this sponsor is ShooterLube.com. ShooterLube makes American-made non-solvent or non-petroleum products for gun cleaning. It is actually a really good gun cleaner and oil. Guys, I love it a lot. There's no harsh chemicals, no harsh smells. It is amazing. It's 100% American made and 100% American owned. Shootaloop, I believe, is made out in Ohio. But anyway, they are once again a great company to work with, guys. So if you go on to shootaloop.com and use promo code instructor JT at checkout, you'll get 10% off. So go ahead, head over to shootaloop.com and take the Shooter Lube challenge if you're ready to stop using harsh chemicals and having all those smells around your house. That is shooterlube.com and use promo code instructor JT at checkout. So guys, Ohio was actually thinking about giving another $5,000 bonus for these teachers that want to carry inside schools to be able to take the safety and protection on their own for these children. I think 5,000 is good. I think 10,000 would be better personally, because I know what they have to go through as a teacher, and I also know what it's like to carry a gun in a lot of places. So I do security for our church, and there's a lot of things that goes on with that. It is somewhat nerve-wracking because you're trying to pay attention to service, but you always have to pay attention to other things as well. And teaching is the same way. You have to pay attention to the kids and what you're teaching. And just really anything else that's going on, because once you have that gun on your side, you never know what's going to happen. You do become more aware of your surroundings, which is a good thing. You're supposed to. You need to. I think everybody should be more aware of their surroundings. But whenever you have that gun on you, you definitely feel more aware of things. So, like I said, I do think they need a pay raise. I definitely think the teachers, if they're going to take that step, do need to get the training. And from what I have heard from all of the other teachers that I have spoke with and the resource officer I've spoke with, they all believe the same thing. They should have to go through a psych eval, and get a pay raise for taking that risk on. It would be strange, because I personally don't believe in off-body carry. I don't believe that a teacher should be given a gun and then have that gun just sit in the desk the whole time, because guys, we all know this. Teachers leave the desk and kids go over to the desk whenever the teacher's going to try to play. We all know that. Like I said, it is what it is. But you don't need that to happen whenever, they go play at the desk and they see a gun sitting there. Nothing, you don't want that to happen. But having said all this, guys, I think that there needs to be some type of evaluation that goes on. I think they should have to do a shooting evaluation and actually be able to show that they are competent with a gun. I mean, there's a lot of times that people just don't like guns, but you give them a $10,000 or $5,000 pay raise to do it, and they probably start paying attention to it. But like I said, guys, I think that teachers should get paid. That has been, from what I've seen and heard from all of our teachers that I spoke with, that they want to do it here in South Carolina, but they need to be able to get the more money and, like I said, psych evals and show they're efficient with a pistol. Other than that, guys, we're gonna get into one more sponsor. And so this week's sponsor is Palmetto State Armory. Guys, Palmetto State Armory carries a lot of different handguns. However, they do make handguns, AR-15s, AK-47s, and even some AK and AR-9s. Guys, Palmetto State Armory makes the best weapons right here in the state of South Carolina, down in West Columbia. Guys, they make great firearms. I've got a couple of my own. They have now started making the PSA Dagger. Guys, the dagger is a great weapon. I've had it myself. It's really just a G19 Gen 3, but you know what? It is still a very good and capable weapon. I do recommend it. You can go online and get that at palmettostatearmory.com for only $450 plus shipping and tax. It comes out to being about $390. I do recommend that handgun if you're looking for something from Palmetto State Armory and looking for a good, great handgun that goes with a lot of the Glock modifications that you can use. You can use all of them as long as they're made for a Glock 19 Gen 3. Anyway, guys, go on to palmettostatearmory.com and get yourself a AR-15 or AK-47 or even the PS9 Dagger. Go on now. I'll leave the link in the description where you can get that. So, hope you have a great day. Guys, that's all for us today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you again next time.